Hello and welcome to the Existentialist Podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist Podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist. Elitists, neoconservatives, neoliberals, and globalists are all political ideologies that hold distinct beliefs and values. Elitists believe in the rule of an elite class of individuals who possess the knowledge and expertise to govern society. They tend to favor a small, powerful government that is controlled by a small group of educated and wealthy individuals. Elitists often see themselves as the only ones capable of making the necessary decisions to run society effectively. Neoconservatives are a political ideology that emerged in the United States in the 1970s. They are characterized by their support for a strong national defense, interventionist foreign policy, and a commitment to American exceptionalism. Neoconservatives tend to be more hawkish on foreign policy and often advocate for increased military spending and interventions in other countries. Neoliberals are a political ideology that emphasizes economic liberalism, free markets, and individual freedom. They believe in minimal government interference in the economy and support for deregulation, privatization, and free trade. They believe that the market should be left to function on its own and that government intervention in the economy will only lead to inefficiency and ineffectiveness. Globalists are individuals or groups that believe in the idea of a global community and the need for cooperation between nations to achieve common goals. They believe in the importance of international institutions and the need to promote global governance and cooperation. Globalists also tend to support free trade and the movement of people, goods, and ideas across borders. In summary, elitists believe in the rule of an elite class. Neoconservatives believe in a strong national defense. Neoliberals believe in minimal government intervention in the economy. And globalists believe in the need for cooperation between nations to achieve common goals. We may all think that we know what elitism is, or that we can recognize or just somehow know or feel who an elitist is. To be sure, elitism is the belief or notion that a select group of people have an intrinsic special quality, high intellect, wealth, power, notability, special skills, or experience. These so-called elites are considered by some to be more likely to be constructive to society as a whole and therefore deserve influence or authority greater than that of others. The term elitism may be used to describe a situation in which power is concentrated in the hands of a limited number of people, the elites. Sounds familiar? Beliefs that are in opposition to, contrary to, or in contrast with elitism include egalitarianism, anti-intellectualism, populism, and the political theory of pluralism. You can find my ever-growing and changing list of specific elitists and groups of perceived elitists in the noted website link. Inside my group of overall undesirables, in addition to elitists, I add the group the neocons, the titular conservatives who nevertheless believe in foreign intervention. Neoconservatives typically advocate the promotion of democracy and interventionism in international affairs. They are foreign policy hawks, and they include peace through strength, USA involvement in proxy wars, and are known for espousing disdain for communism and leftist political radicalism. In their actual policies, neoliberals, according to National Public Radio, focus on privatization of state enterprises, liberalization of trade, massive tax cuts, reduction of social services and welfare, anti-union drives, and generally the downsizing of government at all levels. The negative outcomes of these destructive policies are evident. Another group on my list of those to be disdained, avoided, doubted, are the neolibs, the neoliberals. The neolibs can be loosely defined as generally associated with the 20th century resurgence of 19th century ideas associated with free market capitalism. Neoliberals advocate, in a potentially ruinous way, policies of economic liberalization, including privatization, deregulation, globalization, free trade austerity, and reductions in government spending in order to increase the role of the private sector in the economy and society. Thank you for listening to the Existentialist podcast. I have many interesting podcasts available at this location on Spotify and on Google Podcasts. The text for these podcasts and all my other writings, both non-medical and medical, are available on my blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com. Let me know your feedback, your comments, suggestions, and corrections.